views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. You are with Angels and Answers. And if anybody wants a mini reading from us within this hour, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. Whatever you do, don't order Chinese food because we fired our delivery boy.
I'm on a diet, folks.
There you go. Forget about it.
And, oh, I wanted to tell you guys, anybody that's on a diet and they go to the Chinese restaurant and they order their diet dishes, don't let that fool you, because the chicken or the beef that they actually put in that diet dish is soaked in cornstarch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's to make it soft. So it might be without oil, it might be without spice, although you can have the spices, it is loaded with cornstarch, guys. So it kind of gives you a double edge there, and they're not really telling you the whole truth. Otherwise, the meat would be as tough as your shoes.
Right, and it's amazing how they can make the cat taste a lot like pork.
I meant to have any cats.
Or buffalo. Yeah.
Right?
I don't even want to know.
I don't want to know
how many monkey brains I ate.
OMG.
Forget about it. You have no clue. I don't want to know.
I was a Chinese food junkie when I was skinny and when I was pregnant.
Really?
My daughter, Lisa, my firstborn, when I was pregnant of her, I had shrimp and lobster sauce from morning till night. I couldn't get enough of it.
Really?
Yes. And my poor husband, I mean, this man, God bless him, he used to have to, in the 3 o'clock in the morning, go to Chinatown to get me shrimp and lobster soup. And he did it there, honey. He was so excited when I was pregnant. He was like the greatest husband for a pregnant woman to have.
Did he have pregnancy sympathy?
Oh, absolutely. He gained 40 pounds with
really?
Every pregnancy.
Wow.
And I want to tell you something. I wake up in the middle of the night. It's 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm groaning because I have moon cramps. Moon cramps are menstrual cramps, but us native people call it the moon cycle. So I have these menstrual cramps and I'm moaning. I sit up in bed. The man jumps out of bed, puts his clothes on. He says, I'm going to the drugstore to get you some Tylenol PM. Oh, no. It was
some kind of a medication
yeah.
to help you feel better.
Yeah. I think it was Advil Extra Strength. That was the only thing that helped me. Advil Extra Strength. That I didn't even have to ask this man. I mean, he was unbelievable.
That's
These are
great.
The beautiful things I remember about him.
So
there's only four.
That's right. But they were beautiful.
But they were amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You know, I got to tell you something funny. One of my friends, he was surprising his wife by installing a fake fireplace in their apartment.
Yeah.
And so when she walks in and she looks at the fireplace and she goes, oh, Anthony, she goes, it looks so beautiful. And she goes, can we have a fire in it? And he goes, yeah, once. He's so freaking funny and clever.
That is funny.
Let me ask you something. What was the difference
yes.
for you when you had a child with each child, like as you were getting pregnant more and more, like the difference when you first became a mother and then after by the second, third, fourth time, it's
yes.
like, how did it change for you?
Well, first of all, I was a very lucky woman. I did not suffer through any of my pregnancies. I felt amazing.
I wasn't talking about the pregnancy. I meant as a mother, like when the kids came out, were you like more lackadaisy?
Well,
were you a Gestapo? You like, you know, using their diapers to dust down everything? Like, what was it like?
When my first daughter was born, I was a neurotic.
Like most mothers are the first time.
In fact,
you want everything perfect.
Yeah. In fact, my father, I had no experience with babies whatsoever. So God bless my dad. He came to the apartment with me with the baby. And he said to me, it's time to change her diaper. So of course I've never changed a diaper before and I'm panic stricken. So I says, well, do you know how to do it? Because I don't know how to do it. So he says, all right, we'll do it together. I said, now this is a man who is a real man's man. So he opens up the diaper and she pooped and he hands me the diaper. The poop fell out on the floor.
Oh,
He stepped on it. I stepped on it. Yes.
Oh,
there
God.
Was poop all over the brand new carpet because we redid the room. There was powder from the top of the ceiling down to all of us, all over our clothing. We had to use like 84 diapers because the staff wouldn't stick.
Talk about initiation.
He goes, stop right here. We've gone through two packages of diapers and a whole bottle of powder. There's poop all over the rug. He says, we're covered with powder. Let me call your mother. And he calls the mother. I hear him say, you got to come here and help us. We're in distress. Then I got pregnant 6 months after I delivered my first child.
Wow.
And I was really very, you know, careful with my first child. I was pregnant again. And she was on the changing table. And her diaper bag was right attached to the changing table. I literally turned my body half a step to the right to grab a diaper. She falls off the table and she breaks her green stick bone in her leg. It was called a green stick fracture and it was the tibia bone.
Wow.
Okay. And of course now everybody looks at me like with devil eyes because I tried to hurt my child, which was, I was hysterical crying. I was so upset. I was pregnant at the time and she's got this little cast on and she's trying to crawl around with this little cast. And every time they would see me, they would give me the look like, you beast.
And which one was this?
That's Lisa.
Oh, the oldest one.
Then when Jennifer was born, Jennifer was absolutely the most beautiful baby that you ever saw. And I always treated them the same, except I was a little bit more comfortable having Jennifer because I knew.
That's why I asked you the difference.
And I was very comfortable doing everything I had to do, but she was so cute and she was so little that I wanted to give her the same amount of time that I gave Lisa. So, of course, my sister came up and she used to say, oh, I see who you favor. I said, I'm not favoring each and any one of them. I love them both the same. Are you crazy? I was so thrilled that I had my two girls. And so, you know, she would say, give me the baby. You take care of Lisa. And it wasn't the fact that I was giving her more attention. It was just she was younger and she needed more of me. So 6 weeks after that, I got pregnant with Michael. And Michael was a whole different ball game because I felt so energetic through my pregnancy, and I was pregnant through the summer and the big months, but I was so energetic and my belly looked like a world. It looked like
this big round ball.
Oh my God. It was three times the size of my girls. And I was losing weight and the doctor was concerned, but I didn't tell him that I was on Weight Watchers at the time.
Oh my God. Yeah. While you were pregnant?
While I was pregnant, but it's a very healthy diet. I wasn't starving. If I wanted a craving, I would have it. But I didn't want to, don't forget six weeks, those are two kids born in the same year. So now I don't want to keep this baby weight on. So I decided I would eat very healthy. I would eat normal portions, which is fine. So I gained about 30 pounds with Michael.
That's not a lot.
No, but that's through the whole pregnancy. But many months, I didn't gain anything. But of course, at the end, you know, with the water and everything else, it was about maybe even less than 30, maybe it was 20. But anyway, Michael's belly, my belly with Michael was absolutely enormous. So he was a month late. So the doctor said, you have to go in and be induced. So I got the whole bassinet blue. I did everything in blue. I went out and I got blue pajamas, blue nightgowns, blue slippers. And everybody's telling me, why are you getting blue? You're going to have a girl. I says, nope, I'm going to have a boy. And I knew from conception that child was a boy. It was a male. So finally, when I had the baby, I had him in 1 hour.
Wow.
Oh, and Jennifer was born in 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. The doctor said, honey, you're made for motherhood. Honestly. So listen to this. He was born 12 pounds, 15 and a half ounces, 24 inches and a half long.
Wow.
He was a football player. I gave birth to a 3-month-old. He was the largest birth in that hospital. And he was like almost 14. He was almost 13 pounds.
That's amazing.
He was gorgeous. When I say gorgeous.
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 Only a mother could love. I'm telling you, it was gorgeous.
When they took him out of me, when I delivered him, the doctor put him on my chest. And I'm saying, I went to go grab him. And the doctor says, don't you put your dirty hands on that baby. I said, he's not crying. He says, watch. And he shook his bottom. He went, and that was the end of it.
There you go. All right, everybody. And with that, we're going to wrap up and we're going to talk some more duty talk now. We'll change the subject on you. So stick around and we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Psychic radio show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
WPLQ.
Welcome back, everybody, with Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo. And I just wanted everybody to know that Sky is looking amazing with her dye, which I'm so impressed with.
So happy.
She lost like 80,000 pounds, and she's a skinny little thing now.
Oh, I love you.
You know, seriously, you look really good. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
And it takes a lot of will. It takes a lot of willpower and determination. And, and she is very consistent with her actions every day. And it's just not saying I'm going to do it or whatever. You need to have a plan.
Yes.
And it works. And with that, she also takes her Shakeology.
Yes, I do.
She takes her Shakeology, and that's filled with vitamins and all kinds of good stuff.
And it actually cuts my appetite. It really helps me curb my appetite.
Yeah. That's amazing. It really is. It's like I see Sky once a week, and every time I see her, she's getting smaller and smaller. And then I sort of say, Sky, where are you? I'm right in front of you. I'm waiting for that.
I'm in the clothes. That's me. You know what, folks?
How many pounds did you lose?
A little bit over 60 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Over 60 pounds.
Yeah, but my month is not up yet. So, you know, so far this month, it's 8 pounds. But I still have till the 31st.
Yeah.
To complete my month.
Well, it's going to be close because we're going to be in Boston. Yeah,
I know.
Sky and I are going to Boston and Salem. I just want everyone to know that if you want the Shakeology, I want you to check out Charity Hoffman and go to her Facebook, and she will get you the Shakeology. And it's filled with lots of excellent nutritional value.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
These drinks, very flavorful. You have strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate.
When I tell you delicious, guys, I am a stickler. I have a very poor eating habits. I don't like anything. I adore this Shakeology. It's so delicious. I actually look forward to waking up in the morning and having my shake. I love it.
She said, Artie, you got to taste it. And I tasted it. And I'm not an infomercial. I know you might think like
I'm. God's honest truth,
but this is the truth, because I personally have nothing to gain. My wife, on the other hand, she's a part of it. It helps her feel better. It helps give her energy. It truly gives you energy. It helps cleanse out your system. And it really is. And it cuts down your appetite. And like when everybody else is eating, you know, their pizzas and their Chinese around Sky during, supper time and stuff, because I'm there with them. And Sky's like, nope, I got my shake.
Yep.
And I'm really impressed. She does not waver, and she has her Shakeology.
Yes.
So listen, if you want the Shakeology directly, just go to Facebook to Charity Hoffman, and she will definitely hook you up. And you won't be disappointed, I'm telling you.
I was just going to say that, folks, if you have a hard time losing weight, and after Michael passed away, I gained 120 pounds just by sitting around and moping and crying and being horrible and not wanting to live. But now, when I decided that I had to do something because I couldn't walk from the family room to the kitchen anymore because I have a very small frame, Charity told me about the Shakeology. So I took a chance. I said, you know what? This is probably one of those gimmicks and it's not going to work. Boy, was I mistaken. I'll tell you, I have charity to thank for really letting me, turning me on to the Shakeology and making me become a success so far. Because I never,
so far.
I never count my chickens before they're hatching, but so far the chick's basket is halfway hatched. And I've been doing great. I'm not hungry. I'm very satisfied. I love the results. I have energy up the yin yang. I can walk again. I can walk and talk and move. And I thank charity for that. I really do. So if you're really looking to go on a plan where you can have normal food, you don't have to take diet supplements, you go on the Shakeology and the 21-day fix. And I'm telling you guys, you can eat everything. There's nothing that you can't eat.
It's just in proportion.
Correct.
That's the secret. You have to eat in proportion.
And that is so good for so many ways, for so many reasons. And one of the reasons is that you're not going to gain back the weight because you're having some of every food group. So you're not going to gain back the weight when you're finished.
Now, just to let you know, if you exercise, if you do some form of walking or anything at the gym or Zumba, you know, for people who love to dance, but they're afraid to dance, they're afraid to shake their booty in front of the public. But if you go to a Zumba class where everyone is doing it in unison,
yes,
and you're listening to this fun music and you're sweating it off, that is probably the easiest way for you to get out there in public where you're listening to music and it's like, you know, it's dancing with it. It's exercise with dancing.
Yeah.
And it's great. And so if you're doing any form of exercise, even if you're just going for a walk, it definitely helps enhance everything else you're doing.
Absolutely.
And if you choose to do nothing, you're still going to lose. You're still going to, you know, lose weight. But if you want to be smaller but toned, then you're going to want to exercise.
I'll tell you this, folks. Unfortunately, in 2003, which I think I already told you, I was hit by a car. So that broke my back, my knees. I had 180 stitches in my head. I had a bleeding on the brain.
Wait, she missed something important. When she said she got hit by a car, her physical body got hit by a car going 55 miles an hour.
Yeah.
This wasn't another car hitting her car.
No.
She got physically hit herself.
Yes. I was a pedestrian and he was going 55 miles an hour and he hit me at 55 miles an hour and then he applied his brake. So I went through the windshield and then as he applied his brake, I flew 128 feet into the street, blew off my sneakers, and I was unconscious for, I think it was 2 months. So let me tell you, folks, it's difficult for me to do very much exercise. In fact, I'm sorry to say that I can't do exercise. So what I've done was I purchased a treadmill. And I'm sorry to also say that I can only do a very small amount of walking because then my knees that are all destroyed, they start to hurt furiously and I'm in agony and Advil doesn't work anymore. So what I have to do is I can't do exercise and I'm still losing at least 10 pounds a month.
That's amazing. It really is.
Consistently.
And again, the trick is being consistent, is being determined.
I am.
You want to know something, and it's not so bad to go off for one day.
One meal, not a whole day.
One meal, you're allowed to go off the bandwagon. You're allowed to have that little cheat and then just get right back on it. It's not the end of the world, but you got to just treat yourself. And it's okay, you know?
If you can do that, because you know what? If you know yourself and if you know that you can't just have one cheat meal, then stay away from it, guys, because it's so important to lose the weight and to feel better. And this Shakeology saved my life.
You want to know something? Speak about cheat meal. I went to get a bag of potato chips today.
Piggy.
No, I got the baked kind. I didn't get the regular kind. It was like 80%. It said 80% less fat or whatnot. And it still tasted fantastic when you get the baked potato.
I have something to tell you about them.
And it kills me because you open up a bag of potato chips and there's only half of the bag or one third of the bag and that's it. And they sell you on the fact that you get this whole bag.
That's right.
And it's just amazing. I just can't believe that the FDA or who's ever in charge actually allows this to happen.
Yes, it's true. I want to tell you something about
called misleading.
I want to tell you something about that baked stuff, the baked
potato chips.
They use a certain kind of oil. Now, I know this is going to sound disgusting, but it's the God's honest truth, and you could look it up, that makes your anus leak.
Is that why I fart so much?
No. It makes the oil go through your system, and it makes your anus leak oil.
That's how you lose weight. So therefore, when you go through your system.
Honey, I'd rather not lose the weight.
You just crap it out, and that's it.
Yeah, but it's not only crapping. It's like if you make like a little silent but deadly, you got a splash on your butt of an oil stain. You got an oil slick. And I know this because one time years and years ago when this first drug came out, it starts with an X. Xanax, I don't know. It's Xana something. And it was made for people who want to diet but want to do it naturally because it's a natural substance. And you take these, you take one 3 times a day, and any oil product that you eat does not get digested. It actually conglomerates together in your lower bowel. And then if you move the wrong way or if you have a little something that you have to puff out and it's a silent one, you actually splatter everything. They tried it on Pfizer was the company that came out with it, and they tried it on all of their employees. Do you know they had to change all the couches at Pfizer? I swear this is a true story. It's hysterical. So, I mean, it's hard. We have to go to a break, guys.
So with that crap, we have to go to a break. So stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the team at Holistic Medical Center are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. This offer is good through October, so call Dr. Darvish at 425-451-0404 to schedule your thermography now. And visit drdarvish.com to find out why Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody, to another beautiful half hour of Angels and Answers with Artie and Sky.
That's what I'm talking about. Right now, we have somebody all the way from California. Her name is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hey, Denise, you there?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
I'm great.
Sorry about the poopy talk.
You know we get down and dirty on this show.
That's okay.
Why do I see water around you? Did you have a flood?
Water.
What?
No. Well, we're in California and it is dry. But I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well, the water problem is they don't have enough.
Well, no. I feel that a pipe is going to break and you're going to have a flood. It could be from underneath your kitchen sink. It's not going to be a drastic flood where you're going to have to like rowboat yourself out of the house. But check your pipes for looseness.
Okay.
Because I feel like you're going to be experiencing a leak and it's going to turn into a flood. Okay.
And do you see like particular area might be coming from in the house?
The first thing I said was the kitchen sink. So look there. I also feel like it's underneath the sink. So look in the bathrooms.
Okay.
I know. Are you having trouble flushing your toilet like it's not going down all the time?
Yes, but I also have a young child, and sometimes there's just, you know, it's hard for me to determine if it's a pipe or if he's just using a ton of toilet paper and it's always stuck.
Doesn't matter. You're going to have a flood.
And well, the bottom line, you know what? Have a talk with her so that this issue, you know, you're eliminating your issues as far as what it could possibly be.
But I feel as though it's like pipe.
Yeah, so when she sees something, it's something that could be avoided. Because you're getting at your, you know, you're getting a heads up on it.
Yeah.
But what is it that you would like to have answered?
Well, I have a question regarding any messages that Spirit brings out regarding I have a holistic business. So I just like to know any, guidance, how it's going.
Oh, as far as to generate more business?
Business, I understand the question.
She has a holistic business.
Oh, I see.
And she wants to know how to generate more business.
Okay.
Well, put it this way. The Facebook world is consistently known as one of the most greatest marketing tools. And it's about being very proactive in the Facebook world. And if you're not, then you need to hire somebody who is extremely savvy in the Facebook and just keep on advertising. And when you advertise anything that's – if you could advertise something free, which is the biggest key marketing word in the marketing world.
Yes.
Any little trinket, even if it costs you a few cents extra, whatever, whatever you're giving away, but when they, but just to bring them in, you got to offer something free so that you could draw their attention to come in and then you cross sell.
Yeah, but you have to also offer that free thing too, and
well,
it should be legitimate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to be able to offer a something that you feel comfortable, but don't look at it like you're just pissing money away, because you're not.
No.
Because you're generating a public desire, you're creating a public awareness. Excuse me. But marketing is key to your business. And if you say you don't have money for marketing, then you're not going to have a business. But it's all in the marketing and Facebook. You just got to push it. And you are going to generate a lot more interest.
Right. Let me ask you something. What type of holistic services do you provide?
Right now I'm a massage therapist, but I'm also a nutrition consultant. And right now I'm concentrating on massage. And that's interesting that he had mentioned that. That's exactly how I have marketed to on Facebook, onto closed groups at a particular, and it's been wonderful. I'm starting to see a big pickup in my business.
I have another way that you can do this. Do you have a patient load from the beginning? Do Reiki?
I'm not advertising Reiki in particular. It's
okay. I want you to take, you must have some kind of a list of all the clients that you've seen, correct?
Yes. Yes.
I want you to get postcards printed with your name and your telephone number and your address and say it's time to come back in. Like, you could word it any way you'd like, but just giving them a subtle and gentle reminder that we haven't seen you in a while, and to come back in. And if you do come in, let's say you can get a dozen carnations or five dozen carnations, and you'll get a carnation with every visit, every purchase, or every massage, or every anything you do. Do you understand? Or you can do something else. You just get those postcards out there. Even if they don't come in now, they'll put it on the refrigerator and they'll say, you know, I have to get to this. I'm going to do this. Sometimes, you know, life gets in the way and they really want to do it, but they forget. But if you give them something tangible to remember, then that postcard, if not today and tomorrow, down the road a week or two, will absolutely help you. And postcards do not cost a lot of money. You can go to Staples or you can go to a printer and you can have them done very descriptively and with your name, phone number, and everything. And to mail a postcard is very much cheaper than an envelope.
You want to know something, and rather than always using the cliche with the sunlight going through the clouds and all this type of stuff, believe it or not, if you use cute little pictures with puppy dogs or kittens or something really cutesy with kids or playing just as the front part, and then you have whatever it is you have to offer. Also, what people do is that people will use Sky and I to hire us or to have us do our readings at these people's places.
Yes.
And what we do is we draw in a crowd and then people get a chance to see what the store is about.
That is tremendous. So, we do that a lot and they get such amazing response from that. It's brilliant.
Right. So go to somebody who's local or within your area and talk to them and see if they're willing to go to your place where you could draw in a crowd, because you have to create purpose.
Right. And like I told her, if she sends out a postcard to all of her clients that were from the past, just to remind them that they're there. And like some people say, oh, no, I got to get there. I got to get there. And they don't. But if they have a physical reminder in front of their face, oh, yeah, let me make time to do that. And like I said, postcards are cheap. the postage is cheap, and it's like in black and white, right all over everything, you know, and they keep it on the fridge.
Right.
So it's a
also a great
reminder.
Marketing tool is when you hand out anything with the pens or even a calendar. But and the beautiful thing about calendars, you won't even have to pay for it. What you do is you put your name on it. So in other words, if you get a company with their logo or a company who's willing to hand out calendars, and then you also you hand them out to all your clients, and you also put your name on it. So that, you know, whether it be a magnet or whether it be – no, but a calendar.
That's wonderful.
And each month you could give away or a tremendous discount on a something where you have a, like a little perforated coupon to the
great.
Calendar that's going to draw them in, whether it be once a week or once a month. Have people do massages at your places.
10% off, 20%
or,
off.
Yeah, at a tremendous discounted rate, again, to bring people in. And the people who come in to do the massages, let them keep the money, or you get maybe $10 per person to draw them in. And then, you know, they keep the bulk of it, who's ever doing the massages or whatever, or the readings.
Or add aromatherapy along with a Reiki session.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Something to stimulate this a little bit.
Yeah, put it this way. But you just doing what you're doing and just waiting for
not going
to
happen
for things to happen. You're right. It's not going to happen. You have to be a little creative. You have to talk to people who could draw in people, and then those people who do have a following, whether it be the masseuses or whether it be the readers, if they have followings, they can go to your place and they, you know, and you're showing off your stuff. So, all righty.
Well, it was very nice talking to Victoria. I'm sorry, Denise. Please pardon me. But we have to go to a break now. So good luck with the business, and make sure you call us back and see if anything that we told you has been very helpful to you, because I know it will.
Thank you.
Stay positive.
Yes, sweetheart. Positivity is everything.
All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org, and we'll see you there.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ. They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow.
Just like her.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. We have a whopping few more minutes left. And right now we have a beautiful person all the way from Massachusetts, and we'll call her Victoria. Victoria, how are you, dear?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing marvelous, darling. Thank you for asking. What can we do you for?
I'm having a lot of emotional pain right now, and I was wondering if you can give me any insight to how to deal with this.
Unless you take yourself out of the situation, then you're not going to have any clarity of mind, and you're not going to feel better.
You have to step away.
Yes.
You know, I tell a lot of people, like, you know, when they're in a deep depression or deep emotional situations, the only way, and I say this, and I do repeat myself a lot with this, is that you have to step out of your element so you can clear your mind, just like what Sky said. Because when you are constantly within your home and you're dealing with all this heaviness, you know, it's hard to breathe. And, you know, it's very important for you to get out.
Victoria, do you make time for yourself, sweetheart?
No, I'm working about 50 or 60 hours a week to try not to think about the things that have gone on.
I understand you work a lot of hours, and my daughter Jennifer works 50 and 60 hours too, but she always makes time for herself because I insist upon it. I never get into their business, but when I see what I see and her working like that with two babies, she has to make time for herself.
You're working on a program of burnout.
Yep.
And this is what's happening, and that's why you're falling into this depression also. And also understand that there are situations that you cannot change, okay, that are out of your control. And you have to come to this acceptance, and you have to allow other people or situations to work it out. And so therefore, you have to, you can only make changes with inside yourself. And by you just constantly doing the same old, same old, same old, and hoping for new changes, it's not going to happen until you make stronger, bolder changes within your situation.
You know what? I am getting from the angels that you love nature. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also getting from the angels that you are loved greatly, and you're a special person. And I'm also getting that sometimes you take too much authority on yourself. Like if you don't get it done, it doesn't get done right, you feel. Or you take somebody else's burdens upon yourself when you don't have to. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yeah. The acceptance of being able to walk away and letting people do things for themselves is beneficial in two ways. One, that you're not bogged down with somebody else's problems. And two, you're allowing them to grow and expand. Okay? So don't feel guilty about that.
Also learn to negotiate with other people and start compromising with other people where everything isn't, you know, just on your shoulders. And you keep on taking the burdens of other people. You know, it's very important that you learn to delegate responsibilities.
Yeah, it's hard
for me. I think you're working with too much compassion. It's great to send love, but now it's time to accept that you're a human being and that you're just as important as everyone else, and you need to explore new avenues to make yourself happy.
And you need to stop making yourself feel guilty, too. You know, you feel guilty if you feel like, you know, things are going too much in your favor, or if you're taking time out for yourself. And, you know, it's so not right for anyone to feel that way when you do so much for so many other people.
Yeah, because you're shielding people and you're not releasing and relaxing. You're carrying the burdens of everybody's problems. You have to release and you have to relax, whether that be just stepping out of the house or picking up a hobby or going out with the girls or doing something 100% for yourself. Go to the beauty parlor, get your nails done, get your toes done. You have to find a release for yourself.
Yeah, it's very important for you to have an outlet.
You've got to love yourself.
You want to know something? I tell a lot of people, if you're in a situation where you know you're going to be in an argument or a confrontation, especially when you're on the phone, don't argue while you're in your house. Argue or get it out. Release it stepping out of your home turf. Like be, you know, whether you're in the car or you're in the park or you're outside, but this really helps a lot. And a lot of times when I know I'm going to have some difficult conversations with somebody, I usually go in my car and I go to the park or I'll go to the beach while staying in my car, or I'm sitting on the bench and I'm able to release all my feelings. And it's much, much easier for me to communicate my thoughts and to take in all the energy. But if I had to do this while being in my own home, it literally affects my stomach tremendously, my insides. So it'd be very good for you just to step out and to, you know, be able to say whatever you need to say, but not always in your own place.
And I feel that you have a friend. I feel like you have a friend that's closer to you than you know. And this is the exact divine timing, because she does understand. This person understands you. And you're not releasing your emotions because you're afraid that she won't understand, or he won't understand, or your kids won't understand. But that person loves you very much, and you do have a solid friend in that person. Do you, can you relate to who I'm talking about?
I'm hoping it is who I think it is, yeah.
Well, good. Also, to let you know that there's a couch or a bed that's going to need replacing, because the springs or the cushions, it's not nearly where it should be. But I'm seeing something popping that you're going to have to change. You're going to have to replace, because I clearly see a spring like popping. Like I said, something's not right either with the bed or with a couch.
Now, I'm also feeling some type of a health issue.
All right, we have to wrap up.
Okay.
Now.
Does that make sense to you?
It's possible, yeah. I've been feeling a lot of tension.
I want you to talk to your angels, and I want you to be positive when you speak to them. And I want you to say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for making you 100% healthy.
Just visualize yourself healthy. And listen, thank you very much for giving us a call. It was a great pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Take care, sweetheart. All right, everybody.
Lovely woman.
Yes. It's been another wonderful 2 hours, another wonderful Thursday.
I can't believe it.
And you want to know something? Today was gorgeous. And this is one of the reasons why I love New Jersey so much, because we have the change of the seasons.
I know.
The leaves are changing colors and the weather is gorgeous.
I just don't like winter, guys.
Now, winter, I don't mind, so long as I'm very well covered up. Seriously, I don't mind winter.
You know why you don't like winter? Because you don't have to plow out all this.
I said, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
That's why I don't hate it as much. But we still have a big driveway. But to me, that's exercise. All right, everybody, listen up. Because from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity for you and your family. And don't ever stop giving up your faith in God and the angels, because they're always there with you. All you have to do is ask.
And don't forget to ask, because you are so important. Yes, ask for your family. Ask for your children. Ask for your extended family. But never stop asking for yourself, because without you, everything collapses. Okay, guys? So with that, we wish you the most wonderful week ahead with God's blessings and the angels always surrounding you.
Happy fall.
Happy fall, and we love you guys.
That's right. Take care, everybody. Till next week.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.